www.blogtalkradio.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You bring up what you want, we go to your phone calls. It's Ziggy in the United Kingdom on the Amp Line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. I just want to quickly say, Ian, you're missing a trick with that raid on the Mormon ranch.
Okay.
Basically, if the authorities think there was child abuse going on there, why don't they raid every Catholic church?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, that's, yeah. There's definitely child abuse that went on there, but
well,
yet they
in
don't
some Catholic churches. But that's really the point. Is there's you know the 99% of the Catholic churches out there are doing great things for their communities, and, more than 99% times out of 100, the priests are doing the same thing. But some of them are. So why aren't we locking up all the priests and you know taking all their parishioners away from them?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, I wanted to respond to that email you had yesterday about when should coercion be used to force people who are mentally ill to get treatment.
Yeah.
Well, it's a can of worms. It really is. I have to say, I have some experience with this. I knew someone who was schizophrenic, and they decided not to take their medication, and I thought, fair enough, that's their right.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they're responsible for themselves.
Sure.
But the trouble is, the more I knew them, the more they would phone me up or email me blaming me for making them sick. And I just thought, this is a person who hasn't learned what responsibility is.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go around blaming other people for the fact that you're paranoid.
So should he be forced to take his medication? Or what's
your I basically said in the end, I said, unless you take medication, you know, because I've known a few schizophrenics in my time because, you know, you meet some who are, shall we say, drug casualties, you know, drop too much acid.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, they all take medication because they want to get on with their life. You know, it helps.
Sure.
But this one person, they thought it was the government controlling them and whatever else. And basically, in the end, I just said, no, it's not that. It's to help you get on with life and not go around dragging everyone else into your own misery.
Well, and also it's a slippery slope because who defines what mental illness is and who decides which one should be treated forcefully and which ones shouldn't? And who's to say those decisions won't change over time to where, you know, someone could make the argument that the people of the fundamentalist cult are mentally ill, and so therefore they should all be locked up or they should all be forced to break up their cults. And you could really go down a crazy path if that happens, and that's dangerous.
Well, exactly. I mean, the thing is, if you are somebody who isn't politically ordinary, shall we say, and I would include libertarians in that, you could find that in a few years you're going to be considered insane. And
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Yeah, I could definitely see the government people labeling libertarians as insane. We're a threat to them.
Over here, I've already mentioned it to you a while back, they brought in a new Mental Health Act last year, which had measures to detain people with personality disorders.
Mm.
Personality disorders are the most contentious of all diagnoses. Basically, it's a bunch of symptoms on a page grouped together.
Like obsessive-compulsive disorder, would that be one?
The most common is borderline personality disorder.
Right, and borderline doesn't mean you're on the borderline of anything. It just means you're, like, really self-centered.
No, that would be narcissistic personality disorder. There's a whole load of them. Well, I know this because I did social sciences at university.
You know, my wife's a drug treatment counselor, and she has a bachelor's in psychology too, and that's how she explained it to me.
Yeah, well, basically there are several different types, but basically the way they came about is ironic because it was this guy called I can never put it, D. R. B. Lang, who was actually a psychiatrist himself, who led an anti-psychiatry movement.
Hmm.
And there was an experiment done in America where, I forgot the name of the doctor, but he got his undergraduates to turn up at nine mental hospitals, I think it was, across the US to say that they had a thud in their head.
Mm-hmm.
They were all admitted and all put on psychotropic drugs.
Because they heard a thud in their head?
Yeah, he told them just to say that.
Oh,
and
gotta...
basically, you know, he revealed that none of them were mentally ill.
So but that's all. They didn't even bother to diagnose anything any further. It was just, oh, we've got a drug for you. Thud in the head. Here's a drug, right?
Well, basically, yeah. So basically, the psychiatrist came back to him and said, well, do the experiment again. Don't tell us. And we'll see if we can detect, you know, that these people are putting it on. So he did it again, and the majority of people were put on psychotropic drugs. So after that, the psychiatrist started to develop systems of checklists,
mm-hmm.
Which you feed into a computer because it was seen as more objective. And so now you have checklist mental health. But the problem is now people will go around with this checklist and go, well, you could fit into that, and, well, you could fit into that.
Sure, and, yeah. Sure. They want to prescribe you something, and that's what psychiatry's all about. Is
sure, if there were no mental problems, there wouldn't be any psychiatrists.
Right, and it's all about prescribing drugs to people.
I have said myself that personality disorders do not actually exist. Because basically everybody has a different personality.
Right.
So how can you say what's ordinary and what's different?
Yep, I'm with you there, Ziggy. Great call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. One of our former co-hosts on the show, Mike, he was on antidepressants for a while because, you know, someone had said he should take them because he was depressed. And you know what they ended up doing to him? They made it so apparently the side effects were that weight gain,
yeah,
loss of sexual appetite,
uh-huh,
and also pimples,
yeah.
So I'm thinking,
well, it's a good thing
okay.
You lose your sexual appetite if you get covered in pimples and get fat.
Yeah. So you were depressed before, and this is going to solve your depression. So he quit taking the pills, and he felt fine after that.
Well, I think that there's some value to diagnosing personality disorders and things like that, but I.
But you have to agree with Ziggy that it's way overdone in that, you know, if a kid is acting out in class, well, all of a sudden he's got ADD. Well, maybe it's your class sucks, and maybe the school curriculum is awful, government school nonsense, and he's just acting out because he wants something else to do with his time.
And he's going to figure out how to live life that way. I mean, you know, I've been diagnosed with ADD. I don't know if I have it or not, but... You know, I've been diagnosed that way.
Where's your medication?
I'm not going to take any.
Mm. And you're okay.
And I'm doing just fine. And I can tell, you know, just sitting over here that you've got some kind of personality disorder. Deep, deep personality disorder.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things about psychiatry.
Yes,
first,
sir.
An experience that I went through in college taking a psychiatry 2 class. I was also at the time taking a speech class, and for the topic of my speech, I did it on Ritalin.
Mm.
And I was finding out all these atrocities of Ritalin and what they were causing with difficulties with children. And my psychiatry professor started talking about Ritalin and just saying that it's the next best thing since sliced bread. And then I raised my hand, and he called on me, and I said, excuse me, but I just did a speech on Ritalin, and the information that I found out totally is against what you did. And since I did a speech on it, I knew all the numbers at the time, and I came out with all these facts and numbers of it. And his only answer to me was, did you say you did a speech on Ritalin?
Wow.
And I was just flabbergasted that this was his only rebuttal, because, of course, I was... You know, these PhDs, when any time you say anything that disrupts their thought or their paradigm, is, you know, God forbid, you charge the ivory tower.
Yeah, who are you? You're just some student. What do you know?
Another thing that, have you heard of a movie called Psychiatry, Industry of Death?
No, but I'm sure you'll tell us about it. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improve the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you? And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, they include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners and over 340,000 posts for you to surf around through. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to experience it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How much do you pay for coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground. Just $8 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
We go back to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, talking about psychiatry. You're back.
Yes, what I was talking about is a documentary that a person gave me to watch, and it was called Psychiatry Industry of Death. And it goes through and it just, in a sense, rips apart the whole psychiatry industry and how the books that they use as reference guides have basically little to no scientific backing for giving out their prescriptions, and that it's like billions and billions of dollars in all of their psychosomatic drugs. And my favorite part of it is when they had an individual with a hidden camera go to like 6 or 7 different psychiatrists, gave them all the same exact story of what he was feeling and what he was going, or he or she, I can't remember, but what they were going through. And they got as many different opinions as doctors that they went through. All of them wanted to put him on this or put him on that, but none of them had the exact diagnosis. But they all had different prescriptions they wanted to put them on.
Unbelievable. Kevin, great call. Thank you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We continue. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. We just got on CNN News. They said that these are husbands of these wives of these children that they took. They said the husbands made the wives go and get on welfare. And they said all the money was going to the leader. And then they said some of the young boys would get do something and get paid for it. All their money went to the leader.
Well, if it's true they were on welfare, then, well, if you're asking the government for favors, don't be surprised when they turn on you and they go after you.
So I think this is what they were trying to do, was to get it stopped.
Interesting.
But the thing is, though, I mean, the husband is, but the church and state supposed to be separate. But the thing is, why would the husbands not get out there and work and support the families, and why get the wives and the kids on welfare?
I don't know. I guess it would take away from their time to have sex with their teenage daughters or whatever.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, there's something else, too, that y'all, everybody needs to know that we've gotten away from, that people have forgotten, a lot of the churches are not teaching, is that God's law says when you're married and you get divorced and the husband and wife separate, she cannot remarry, or he, until one or the other is dead.
Well, now,
didn't
Solomon have like 400 wives? I mean, he was clearly remarrying.
David had lots of wives. He had concubines. God never said anything, there was anything wrong with that.
Right. So it's really just the women who can't remarry.
Well, they said, you know, if you divorce, let's see, he was talking about Solomon and his wife, what happened, and she wanted to remarry, and the thing is, she couldn't unless Solomon was dead.
So did she kill him?
She actually went back and asked him to kill him.
Bam.
But anyway, this is God's law, and nobody's being told this. You know, even God's told you in the last days, he said, that there'd be apostate churches to get out of them, and that's exactly what's happening. People are not being taught God's laws.
Now, some people say, now you're a religious lady, some people say that you shouldn't even get a divorce if you're a religious person.
But God did say, I mean, well, I understand, I mean, this brought up last night, that you can, that Solomon and his wife did divorce. But she was committing adultery, and they said if a woman commits adultery before her husband is dead, I mean, she's in big trouble.
But a husband can commit adultery, and then it's no big deal?
I mean, I'm just saying if one, you know, I'm just giving, it's like if she did.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I'm just trying to
but
understand.
But I'm just
that
saying, though, is that you cannot marry until, say, if the wife leaves, she cannot marry till her husband's dead.
Gotcha.
And she actually, Solomon's wife actually went back and asked her to be killed.
You think there's any chance that that religion was set up by a bunch of guys that want to be able to have as many wives as they want?
I don't think so. I mean, God's laws were written down. I mean, they said the Ten Commandments.
But how do you know? How do you know that they are God's laws?
They discussed about this, okay?
Huh?
And the thing is that they said there was more laws than the Ten Commandment laws.
But how do you? But wait, Paula, what I don't understand is why people take this Bible thing at face value. Someone tells them, here you go, Paula, this is God's law. See, it's a book. Well, it's just a book. Why? What makes you believe that that's the right book or that those are the correct God's laws? Isn't it possible there could be some other book somewhere with
some other God's
laws?
Yeah, now there are some other books that were kept out. See, that's why I chose you to go to ancientmanuscripts.com. There are a lot of books that you need to get that was left out. As a matter of fact, they told a story on the History Channel about this. about the books that were kept out of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there is a lot there, and this is why you need to go there and get this information, because, I mean, there is a lot. Matter of fact, the church even kept it from people that Jesus was married. He had a family.
But why do you accept on faith the claims of what are essentially other men? I mean, other men told you when you were growing up, and women said, here, Paula, this is the Bible, it's the truth, it's God's law. Read it and adhere it, you know, adhere it into your life, and you did. Why did you accept what they told you is true? Why not question that?
Well, I mean, when you're young, you don't question. But now, like, when I got older, I did have some questions about things. And then when I found out about Action Manuscripts, this gentleman actually helped make the movie The Passion with Mel Gibson. But anyway, he's got the whole history. Matter of fact, a lot of people have been lied to about a lot.
You said you had questions. When was it that you became sure? When was it you became sure that the Bible was the truth?
Well, when I was raised in the church all my life, okay, from the time I was born.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, I was raised with the Bible all my life. I mean, my family's from the house of David. I mean, I knew nothing else. But then when I got older, I started getting more information. Like, they're saying there wasn't a Merovingian bloodline, and there was.
Are the other religions wrong?
Charlemagne took it over.
Paula,
I've got it, matter of fact, in a book here.
What are the Merovingians doing now?
Huh?
What are the Merovingians doing now?
That is Jesus' children. He was married and had a family. He had three children, two sons and a daughter.
Jesus had sex?
Yes.
Jesus
he
had
was
children.
Married.
Wow.
And, matter of fact, Mary Magdalene was from the house of David herself. Okay? They all intermarried. See, in the Bible, it tells you, it's in my book on the house of David, too, God said David, Gad and David would intermarry till the time of Shiloh. And so the thing
have we,
is...
Have we gotten to Shiloh yet?
Yeah, we're about pretty close to it right now.
What is that, Mark? What is it?
You're talking about the end time.
Means grave.
You're talking about the end time.
Okay.
But anyway, the thing is that this has been happening for 2,000. This is why GW is so screwed up.
Paula, do you think that the other religions are wrong?
But what are the Merovingians doing? I want to know what the Merovingians are doing.
The Merovingian is Jesus' children, the dynasty.
I know what they are. I want to know what they're doing right now.
Are they still alive?
Do you have some of them tracked?
The royal family came from his daughter, Sarah. Joseph Arimathea raised her. And this is where I come from. I come from the royal families of Europe.
Did you expect a straight answer, Mark?
Is George Bush a Merovingian?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Is the Pope a Merovingian?
Yeah. All of our presidents
are. Fascinating. Thank you for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. I thought the Merovingian was a character in the Matrix trilogy.
It's a cool name.
It is a cool sounding name. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer. And suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Talk Live, it is a live Saturday show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listened to the show, just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine. freetalklive.com. I did mention we had an email about the FLDS situation. I wanted to share it with you here from Ray. He says, while I'm a podcast-only listener, I truly enjoy your show. I've been amazed that you could find a way to defend the fundamentalist Latter-day, the FLDS cult in Texas. I agree that the case against them to justify the raid is pretty weak, but I find that their case is lacking any adequate defense. I offer the following observations. Number one. Girls under the age of 16 are incapable of making an informed decision to marry a man old enough to be their grandfather.
You know, girls have been making those kind of decisions for a lot longer than we've had, you know, the United States laws prohibiting it. Young women married older men for the purpose of money and security for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with the culture. I don't like their culture in that... you know, that little sect that's out there. I don't like the idea that they're doing it, but they're not leaving. And even if they are under 16 when they're marrying some of these guys, they're not leaving afterward.
I don't like the gangsta culture in America. It's kind of annoying to me, and it bothers me when people kind of walk around with their gangsta hats on. You know what I mean? Those white dudes that have those flat-brimmed hats you see everywhere nowadays. It just looks so dumb to me with the pants falling around their ankles.
I have to agree.
But it's okay. It's okay. Because if I want to be free, I have to allow others to be free to make their own decisions for them, for themselves and their lives. And if that's what they decide they want to do is live their lives in that culture, it's their business and not mine. But unfortunately, some government people have decided to make it their business by banning saggy pants. I would never consider doing anything like that. If you want to walk around looking like a fool, then that's your business. Don't put someone in a jail cell because of that. People have different values and people have different beliefs.
and they should be left to their beliefs as long as they aren't harming another person. And in this case,
and,
these girls
could
have left.
Woe unto you if you happen to be the among the group there that happens to have
a favor.
Yeah, that isn't what people don't decide that you can't live your life the way you want.
Right. And so, okay. Well, it's your opinion, Ray, that girls can't make those decisions at that age, but clearly these girls decided differently because they could have chosen to leave. One of the girls who was interviewed, she said she was, when she went to the compound, she was assigned to a husband, and she said it was her choice. She could have turned around and walked away, but no, she stayed because that's what she chose for her life. And you know what? Even if it's not the same thing we would choose, it's okay. Please, just let people make their own choices for themselves, all right? Inevitably, some are going to make different choices that you would. Some are going to make choices you consider wrong. Some are going to make choices you consider sad. Some are going to make choices you wish you could jump in and shake them around and say, hey, what are you thinking? But it's none of your business. And that's okay, too. You've got your life to worry about. And if anything, you should be concentrating on influencing the people in your life. And I just say influence, not control. If you want people to change their behavior, set an example and show them why it is that your way is better. If that's what you want, is people to change their behavior. 1-800-259-9231, he's got a few more points. Number two, he says, adolescent boys who start showing interest in girls are evicted from the compound. Girls their
age... That's not so. I mean, they do let young men stay. Not all of them are. Some of them are. Absolutely true.
Right. Okay, yeah, I don't... Maybe he didn't mean all of them. He didn't say all of them.
He said adolescent boys as though,
right.
It was all of them. But okay.
Yeah, how do they decide? What is their criteria?
I don't know. Whoever they decide is righteous or something. Some kind of strange criteria that they've got going on.
Number three, all of the women are very evasive. They refuse to state their full names or to give their ages. Good for them!
Are these cult members or are these libertarians?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, libertarians don't to be, identified by the government in a lot of cases.
Right.
They think that the government has too much information. Don't like to give it over.
Right. I say cheer them on for that. I don't think they should give over their DNA. I think that would be a huge mistake for these women. Imagine if these women who've been ordered, I think there's over 100, almost 150 women, if not more, that have been ordered to turn over their DNA to the Texas state government. If they all refused in mass, if they refused to participate with that, then what would happen? What would the government do then? I say, good, refuse as much as you can. Number four, he says, the confiscated children refuse to give their full names or even seem to know who their parents are. Well, that the fact they don't really know who their parents are is more of a statement about their culture than anything else. When they're assigned to, obviously they have real parents, right? They've got the biological father and biological mother. But then if the biological father falls out of favor with the cult for whatever reason, he's excommunicated.
His family is reassigned.
He's excommunicated, and then the children are then told, okay, now you're going to be reassigned to this guy, and now he's your father. Now you will treat him.
He has a new daddy.
Right, and that's what they believe. They then believe that that is their father. So it's not necessarily that the kids are being dishonest. They might not even know who their biological father is. They probably don't know what sex is at a young enough age. I mean, I guess they find out, the women find out at age 12 or whatever. But
yeah, they get it pretty quick.
Let's see. He says, number five, all of them refuse to accurately state the nature of their lives. They will not admit their polygamy or identify their number of wives and children.
Why in the world should they state that? Who is the government to be asking those questions?
Yeah.
If a guy wants to have, five wives and those wives want to be his wives, I don't see any problem with that. Or a woman to have five husbands, I don't see any problem with that either.
He says, I absolutely support their right to live their lives as they choose. I don't care if they have 100 wives and 2,000 children, provided they have the financial resources to provide for their huge families. The reality is, and if what Paula said was true, and it's hard to believe anything Paula says, but if what Paula says was true and that these people were on welfare, then that's pretty sad, because I thought they were self-sufficient. Anyway, he says, the reality is you've got dirty old men using children for their own pleasure under the guise of religion. If the wives were adults who freely chose to live with numerous other wives, more power to them. As long as you have dirty old men forcing young girls to marry other dirty old men, I would like to see them all put in jail.
Well, this is the force thing that I'm not so sure about. All people escape from these compounds, if escape is even the right word. I mean, they leave. They you know, people leave every day from these compounds. I'm not sure about this escape thing, and I hesitate to take the government's word on it.
But he says he wants to put them in jail because they're dirty old men and they're having sex with young girls.
I think it's strange. And I think that there's, you know, I think there's a certain amount of, you know, usury going on there. But not too many people seem to have a problem with it. There,
now, there are other cultures. There are other cultures around the world where the age of consent is very young. Canada, by the way, just raised theirs, from what I understand. It's no longer 14 in Canada. It's now 16. But in Spain, I think it's 13. I haven't checked the charts in a while, so this could have changed. But would you suggest, Ray, that if it's wrong for the FDLS men to have sex with girls in their early teens, that perhaps the United States military should invade Spain and, you know, put a stop to anybody having sex over there? Because, I mean, if it's wrong for the FDLS people to do, isn't it also wrong for anyone else around the world? Shouldn't we go on a crusade now from country to country, forcing these countries to install the United States code for when is appropriate to have sex? It should be no younger than 16 around the world, and we're going to enforce it with military strength. Isn't that the inevitable result of that viewpoint?
Right. Well, essentially, we're willing. You know, we're saying that we're willing to put people in prison for, you know, not adhering to our cultural mores.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to pay for that. Thank you very much.
Right. You can disagree with it. You can disagree with it vehemently. But it's who's the victim? These girls aren't complaining. They like their life just fine. They believe in the things they believe in. And why? Who are you to try to change that? Who are you to try to force them out of their comfortable life with their families and the people they care about and put them in the hands of the state or put them in a culture and a society that they're frightened to death of? That sounds much worse to me than having sex with some perverted old guy. It's their choice. They could leave anytime. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey there, this is your radio. radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We'll try to sneak your call in here at 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can buy some stuff at our store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com to order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Get it all at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone calls. Ladies first. Suzanne in Grand Rapids, listening on WTKG. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi. Since you're on Eastern Time, I started listening to you. I've never heard the show before, and I picked you up at about 8:20.
Yes.
And so I've heard you for approximately over an hour, and I am bouncing off the walls. I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
First of all, approximately 8:20, there was a woman who claimed to be a paralegal and a pre-law person.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is she's nothing but a pseudo-intellectual, because if she had any knowledge of the law, she's telling that these people did not break the law. That she mentioned two different things, that they can't find the girl, and they can't, and in fact, they believe that the girl is being protected. But we don't know that yet, because the investigation hasn't even gone forward, including the black woman that may have called and, you know, faked the call.
That's right. The wheels of the state turn very slowly.
Okay. Pardon me?
The wheels of the state turn slowly.
Right. Okay, I'm glad we agree on that, and she needs to listen to this. The man has already broken the law, as has every man and woman in the FDLS, because in every state in the United States, it is against the law to have multiple spouses.
So what, though? I mean, shouldn't bad laws be disobeyed?
Why is it a bad law? Who are you to determine it's a bad law?
Well, it's my life, and I should be free to determine for myself who I spend time with. And if I want to spend time with more than one wife, it should be my business and no one else's.
That's fine if it's done freely, which is the reason why I called. It wasn't just the so-called paralegal, but it was all the people that have supported what you guys have said. One thing that I am not hearing from anyone is that these people are, are you familiar with the Stockholm Syndrome?
Sure.
And brainwashing?
Uh-huh.
You're sitting there, if you, you know what, because of the great country we live in, you have a right to be on the radio. You also have a right to say what you want to say. But if you want to maintain your credibility, you need to get your facts right. The fact of the matter is, you know, everybody's complaining about waterboarding that we're doing against supposed terrorists. These little children, I don't understand if you guys haven't been by a television in the last 7 days.
Well, actually, I don't watch TV very much,
there
Suzanne.
There have been women
Suzanne,
who have
before
come
you
out
go on, I don't watch TV very much, and I try to avoid that, but I've seen a lot on the Internet. I get my news mostly from the Internet. I've seen lots of pictures of these people in their funny little dresses and that kind of thing.
I'm
but
not
my question
talking
to you is
about
this.
That.
About Stockholm Syndrome. About Stockholm Syndrome, do you think there's a chance that somebody could have Stockholm Syndrome from, like, the government? You know, I think the government could abuse that person so much that they just think that everything that the government does is good and right and just?
I'm sure people believe that. And I don't think that's as common as it was maybe 30 years ago or 20 years ago even. People don't trust the government, but you're not going to sidetrack me.
I think
that's
for a very
good
reason.
The matter is you guys keep saying on the air that these girls are making choices and these women. They are absolutely terrified. They have said this over and over on every single news station. They are very careful. They won't even answer who their husbands are. Who their husband
what are they
is
terrified
because
of?
Because they're terrified.
Of what?
A terrified woman is not free to leave.
What are they terrified of?
And
they're already gone.
If you know anything about brainwashing, you cannot leave. Why do you think women
they're gone. They're out of the custody of these men now. Why are they terrified still?
Because they've been threatened that if they ever leave, this and this will happen. They'll be forced to cut their hair. They'll be forced to do this. They'll be sold into prostitution. Have you guys not studied this at all?
We've been following this case for a few weeks on the program, ma'am. Now, why is it that this particular mode of brainwashing is more objectionable to you than, say, any other Christian religion?
That's not what we're talking about because it involves children. Anything that involves children is wrong.
You're going to make it your business, huh? You're going to go in and
who's
take people's children
them
from
their own
them?
Parents are doing this to them.
But do you understand that it's a way to raise your kids, just like the way you raised your kids, assuming you had any. And so, you know, if somebody comes in and says you're raising your kids wrong, that's wrong. You know.
So when do you think you should step in? When their dad?
Violence. When there
okay,
is violence.
Do you think taking a small child and putting them under a water faucet and letting the water run until they're almost drowning, then pulling them out and spanking them, beating them, and repeating this process over and over until the child no longer struggles, is that violence?
That sounds like violence to me,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, this is one of the things that this is widely known. This has been all over the television. And before this happened,
that is some people in that group. Hold on, Suzanne, before you go on, you can't say that everybody in that group is doing that. If that's the case, then those people need to go to jail. But you can't just take everyone's kid because somebody was doing that or because the church fathers teach that that's okay or whatever.
And who are you to say they can't go in and take any of them?
I'm a free man. And that's what
better
I give, and I impart that to you, Susan. I allow you to be a free person and live the way you want to live.
That's fine, but you don't understand the culture. The people that have left, and how come you haven't said anything about the six women who did leave?
Well, I know that some women left. Why haven't those women brought charges against people that specifically, why haven't they named names? Why haven't they given dates? Why haven't they talked to the cops? Any other woman?
How do you know they're not? They're in protective custody.
Then arrest those men that hurt those women.
Yeah, they
arrest
them.
That's what we have cops for. We don't need to go split all these families up over this. 416 kids? Did all the men hurt these women?
Are you pedophiles?
Am I a pedophile?
Why would you deliberately, when you know something is being done to a child, why would you deliberately?
I don't know
this.
You don't know either. You're just being told by the media.
Let's get something clear, Suzanne. Let's get something clear. You use the term pedophile. What is your definition, ma'am? Suzanne?
They did a whole thing on the Lost Boys. Do you know who the Lost Boys are?
Yes, they're the young men that are kicked out.
You sat on your radio station an hour and a half ago and said, how come these boys have never come forward? They did a huge series on them. Most of them are drug addicts. They've sold themselves into prostitution. They cannot function. They're so screwed up emotionally and mentally that they can't even function in society.
I concur completely, and it's a real tragedy. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, those young men can choose to go to Operation Smiles, and there's many other groups out there that take care of those young men. They do not have to go into lives of prostitution or whatever.
I want to go back to the pedophile suggestion. You use the term pedophile, and you use the term child. How do you define pedophile?
Well, how do you define it?
Well, I think pedophilia involves children, but I don't have the same I don't have the same definition of child as you do. You believe that these girls that were having sex in the cult are children. Well, I think they're teenagers, and I think there's a big difference there. I'm not saying what happened was okay. I'm not saying it wasn't
weird. Well, our law defines that 18 is the age of majority.
I don't care what the law says.
The law said we could own black people. The law stinks.
The law said that Jews could be thrown in ovens.
What's right?
Unbelievable. Don't use the black thing on me, because everybody always tries to use the black thing to prove their point about bad laws.
Well, it's a stinky law.
A 15-year-old girl with a 50-year-old man who knows nothing else, and who adult women are telling her, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to
so
you.
So should,
you're
Suzanne, in your opinion, if you think it's wrong for people to have sex under the age of 18 or 16 or whatever age you've chosen, if you think that's wrong, would you support sending the U.S. military into the countries around the world that allow that?
That's their problem. They can deal with it.
Oh, so it's okay to do
this
it in another country?
This is our problem.
Well, oh, it's your problem, is it? How dare you, ma'am? How dare you say that what other people do in their private lives and their own religion is your problem?
No, they're doing it on my dime. They have been collecting welfare. How do you think they're surviving? None of these guys are working.
I'm absolutely with you. Welfare should be stopped. These people and nobody else should be able to do it on your dime,
yeah,
ma'am.
I'm with
but
you there.
They should be free to do what they want on their own dime.
Exactly.
If they're adult women doing it, but if you've been broken as a child, whether it's waterboarding or beatings or deprivation.
You get some evidence and bring some people up on charges. Thanks for the call.
Another point.
Thank you for the call. Let's continue. We've got to talk to Malene in Michigan, listening on WSJN. Malene, short on time. You got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. I was just listening to this, and I guess what I have to say is sort of taps into what you guys are talking about. I actually would have expressed a concern about the overall inclination of the American nation just to use the government to solve their own moral issues, and I think this is where the controversy comes in here.
Yep,
and
no
doubt about that. You know what, Malene, I wish we had more time. Call us next week. I know you only get us on Saturdays there in Michigan, but we'll be back then, and we'll be online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.